Canada. Necessarily.
It is a Friday installment here at Hank FM of Not Necessarily the News. Consistently, in some opinions, the most underrated, or quite honestly, never rated segment on the show. We welcome our worldwide audience streaming live, a feast for the eyes on our Hank Facebook page. Enjoy.
We're calling it.
We do not have a kiss cam on the show.
Pucker up, Buttercup.
But evidently Coldplay does at their concerts. And it's been a wild 24 hours for this little Coldplay couple or other such hashtags associated with it. So, yeah, they're doing the good old-fashioned, just like they do at sporting events, kiss cam at a Coldplay concert. This was just Wednesday night. So a 24-hour news cycle, and these two people's lives, rightly or wrongly, are completely upside down. So anyway, they show this couple on the Jumbotron. A man swaying with his arms around a woman in front of him. They obviously are quite familiar with each other, having quite the moment. And who wouldn't at a Coldplay concert?
And they know how to party.
When they realized that they were on the big screen, Jumbotron, the man that ducked out of the frame and the woman turns away, this never happened type things. And Chris Martin of Coldplay, got to give him credit.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yeah, well, they're having an affair. Andy, and of course the internet doing its thing, sleuthing and finding out who these two were. This is within 24 hours. CEO of tech company Astronomer, whatever they do, Andy Byron. That's the guy. Female is a coworker. The chief people officer. The HR manager of his company. Kristen Cabot.
Yeah, there's no conflict of interest there.
That is not his wife. That woman's name is Megan, who has since deactivated her social media accounts.
Poor Megan.
Yeah.
Megan,
yeah.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Call me.
Although she did avoid having to go to the Coldplay concert.
Well, yeah, A-plus for her.
So well done on that. There's no... Now, there are tons... This is a meme that will live in infamy. And there's no comment from really anybody involved. The co-worker, by the way, the lady, she is divorced for the record. So, no comment from Andy, even though there's a ton of fake ones that are going all the way around. So, there you go.
Does Megan not understand him? Aww.
I mean, how could you? He went to Coldplay.
So, a lot of Jennifer game going on today. First up, Jennifer Garner. She is done with Jennifer Lopez and apparently tried to support the diva during her marriage to her ex, Ben Affleck. But those days have ended, KB. Garner thinks Lopez stirred up a whole bunch of chaos, something that her baby daddy doesn't need. Meanwhile, don't wait for her to get another ring on the singer's hand. J-Lo says she is done with marriage. And is now telling friends she wants to be the female equivalent of one Leonardo DiCaprio. May treat herself to a yacht party with a whole bunch of hot guys hanging around. She's ready to let loose despite being proposed to by a fan during a concert in Spain. You see that? He said, do you want to marry me? Well, they were in a public place. Unlike a Coldplay show. That's, unfortunately, J-Lo over the happily ever after thing.
Very unfortunate. Tonight's top 10 list, the top 10 reasons CBS is canceling The Late Show. This was Stephen Colbert last night.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
So The Late Show... going gone. It's got one season left in it. CBS says it's a financial decision. There is a lot of rumor on this that Colbert, who took over almost exactly 10 years ago from David Letterman, and which before that, reminder, nobody went up against Carson. CBS didn't have anything before Letterman jumped over. So they're going back to that. They'll probably just run 60 minutes or something like that. That's just what CBS does.
Yeah.
Or is Lansbury still with us? I mean, I'm sure she's...
Kathy Bates is doing Matlock.
But it may be that the fact Colbert is very critical of CBS and specifically the whole settlement with the Trump administration over the 60 Minutes thing. Maybe that's why they air 60 Minutes so much. They got to get their money's worth now.
Dating is tough under the best of circumstances, but can be downright brutal when your name is Gwyneth Paltrow. She reveals in a new interview that when she was hot and heavy with Brad Pitt, they had a lot of issues, KB. Namely, she had to explain the difference between beluga and Ocetra caviar while they would go out to fancy restaurants. Now, it is caviar day. I thought we would note that. In other news, he also apparently felt threatened by her fame. So she did what any of us would do. She asked the opinion of her trusty makeup artist,
yeah,
who suggested they end things. So that's what they did in 1997.
And then she ended up with Chris Martin. And
it
yet
all
again,
boils
we come back,
back
to...
Yeah, it all comes back to Coldplay.
A Coldplay. What is happening?
Don't know.
I swear, if Nickelback creeps into this...
And you know Jane's Addiction is hot off the tail of all this as well.
This weekend, we'll line up what's weekend worthy coming up at 7:15. But this new in theaters, the Smurfs movie, is out today.
It's Smurfy.
Also out is I Know What You Did Last Summer. It is the reboot, but will include Jennifer Love Hewitt, the original cast, Freddie Prinze Jr. and the like, as they still nobody has any idea what happened last summer. Like, did nobody... We have social media now. We know what happened at a Coldplay concert 36 hours ago. You should know what's happened last summer. By the way, Caitlin Clark won't be participating in this weekend's WNBA All-Star events due to a groin injury.
Dang it.
And we have a new basketball celebrity alert. You okay?
Yeah.
Dallas Maverick Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Is now confirmed dating Megan the Stallion. Pardon me,
oh.
Megan the Stallion.
Wow.
They are an official couple. They went public. So a Maverick is dating a Stallion. So if you see a horse running around, it really could be anything.
Are you really official unless you go to a Coldplay concert?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope she's had her shots and everything.
It's gracious.
Yeah.
So you remember how we discussed that paranormal investigator, the poor man, Dan Rivera, who passed away suddenly at the age of 54 while touring with the infamous Annabelle doll?
Yeah, boy.
Well, don't worry. The tour is not going to stop. They're keeping it going. And as you can imagine, some folks on the internet have an opinion or two about this situation.
You know that the guy who was taking Annabelle on her farewell tour, Dad... Did you know that? Baby, if that's not a telltale sign to take her back, I don't know what is.
Take her back.
Okay?
Yeah.
I need to call somebody.
Sure.
See?
Take her home.
Take her home.
Take her home.
By the way, the coroner says the doll was not in the room.
It doesn't have to be.
When he passed.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Nope. I need to call somebody.
See? She knows.
This week in science news, big science stories this week included a big old rock of Mars selling for $5.3 million. OpenAI's newest bot can control an entire computer and make it do tasks for you. And a team at Columbia have come up with a way for robots to grow and heal themselves by eating other robots.
What?
Using AI. Cannibalistic robots. Experts say AI also will replace white-collar jobs, and robotics will replace blue-collar jobs. So I think the lesson is here is to not wear those colors of collared shirts.
Right. Wear a hoodie.
Go shirtless. Trick them.
I need to call somebody.
And then finally, broadcast TV dropped below 20% of all television viewing for the first time ever.
Ever.
Maybe they should try the kiss cam.
You and me with KB and Heather Lee.
Successful.
KFN.
Couldn't hurt.